天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。那在前几期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到撒旦会以混淆真理的方式来迷惑我们，使我们远离神。那除此之外，撒旦还有哪些常用的伎俩呢？他真正的企图又是什么呢？好，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
And we are glad you have joined us again tonight.
很高兴今天你能收听我们的节目。
If you have been listening to us, we have been talking about knowing your real enemy.
如果你一直有收听这个节目，就知道我们讲的是认识你真正的敌人。
Tonight, I want to talk to you about your enemy's intentions.
今天我要讲你敌人的企图。
His intention about you are very clear.
他对你的企图是很清楚的。
And the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 5:8 tells us,
使徒彼得在彼得前书五章八节告诉我们，
Be sober.
务要谨守。
Be watchful.
警醒。
Your adversary the devil.
因为你的仇敌魔鬼，
Prowling around like a roaring lion.
如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行。
Seeking whom he may devour.
寻找可吞吃的人。
I am told by those who know the wild animals.
有些熟悉猛兽的人告诉我。
That there are basically three times in which the lion roars.
基本上有三种情况，狮子会发出吼叫声。
One of those times.
其中之一。
Is when there is a strange animal that is trying to hunt in his territory.
是当其他的野兽闯进了属于他的地盘来捕食。
In this case,
在这种情况之下，
the lion roars because he wants to warn the intruders, "This is my territory. Get out of here."
狮子就会吼叫，为要警告入侵者，赶快离开这块属于他的领域。
A second time that the lion roars,
第二种狮子吼叫的情况，
is when he is caught in a storm.
就是当他被困于暴风之中。
Apparently he roars the loudest then because he cannot stand the crashing of thunder and the flashing of light.
狮子似乎是在这个时候最大声的吼叫，因为他不能忍受雷电交加的声音。
And when I heard this, I thought to myself,
当我听到这儿，我就想起了。
No wonder that Satan is angry the most about effective Christians.
难怪撒旦最憎恨有果效的基督徒。
Or when one of his followers leave his fold.
或是当原来跟随魔鬼的人离他而去。
And believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
去相信主耶稣基督了。
But then there is a third time that a lion's roar.
然后有第三种情况狮子会吼叫的。
And I believe this is the purpose for which the Apostle Peter brings us to this text.
我相信这就是使徒彼得在这段经文中所要提出的要点。
Look at it again, 1 Peter 5:8.
请再看彼得前书五章八节。
The lion roars after he caught his prey.
狮子在捕获猎物时就会吼叫。
He stands over his prey and say,
他站在他的猎物上说，
I have got you.
我抓到你了。
And then he lets out a roar of triumph.
然后他会发出胜利的吼叫声。
He lets out a roar of success and victory.
他会发出成功及得胜的欢呼吼叫声。
It is not surprising, therefore, that the Apostle Peter concludes his first epistle by drawing this word picture.
所以使徒彼得在他第一封书信结束时描绘出这幅图画也没什么奇怪的。
It is a vivid word picture of a lion who is constantly prowling.
这是一幅生动的图画，描写狮子四处游行觅食。
Constantly stalking his prey.
不断地寻找追踪猎物。
And then he roars after his victim has fallen into his deception.
一旦猎物跌进他的陷阱时，就会大声吼叫。
If you have a Bible, I want to encourage you to turn to 1 Peter 5:8.
如果你有圣经，我鼓励你读彼得前书五章第八节。
Someone said that Satan is never too busy to rock the cradle of a sleepy Christian.
有人说，撒旦总是轻摇着那些打瞌睡的基督徒的摇篮，让他们继续沉睡。
And that is why Peter, the faithful shepherd, said.
所以，忠心的牧者彼得说。
Be vigilant.
要警醒。
Because your adversary, the devil, is roaring lion.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼是吼叫的狮子。
He's prowling around.
遍地游行。
Seeking whom he may devour.
寻找可吞吃的人。
Peter is saying that being sober and alert is the antithesis or the opposite of drunken stupor.
彼得所说的谨守警醒，反面就是醉酒昏睡。
The word sober here is used metaphorically.
谨守在这里是个比喻的词。
And it is used to mean be serious-minded about the devil.
意思是要认真地对付魔鬼。
Be serious-minded about the spiritual warfare.
要认真面对属灵的征战。
Be serious-minded about the tracks and the traps that are set up for you by the devil.
要认真提防魔鬼所设的诡计和陷阱。
Some of you may not know about the misery of drunken driving in the West.
你可能不知道西方国家醉酒驾驶的悲惨情况。
It is tragic when drunk people get in the car and cause death of others.
喝醉酒的人驾驶汽车，导致别人丧生，是可怕的悲剧。
Drinking and driving is the number one killer on the roads in the United States.
在美国，醉酒驾驶是公路上的头号杀手。
Why drunk drivers are so dangerous?
为什么醉酒驾驶是这么危险？
Because the drunk person is incapable of accurately assessing his ability.
因为醉酒的人失去了判断的能力。
Drunkenness is the highest form of self-deception.
醉酒是最大的自我欺骗。
A drunk driver has impaired vision.
醉酒的司机视力模糊。
He has impaired mental capacity.
他的头脑不能正常运作。
He has an impaired physical capacity.
他的体力也变得虚弱。
He has an impaired ability to react quickly.
他的反应变得迟钝。
And Peter here is talking to the believers in Jesus Christ.
彼得在这里是对耶稣基督的信徒说话。
And he's telling us.
他对我们说。
That in the spiritual life it works the same way.
属灵的生命也是同样的道理。
Sin can numb our spiritual senses just like alcohol.
罪好像酒精一样，使我们属灵的知觉麻木。
And it can numb our spiritual senses to the point of denying that there is spiritual warfare.
当我们属灵的知觉麻木时，甚至以为属灵的征战并不存在。
Spiritually speaking, he is saying,
从属灵的角度来说，他的意思是
When you are not spiritually sober,
当你不谨守，你的灵性不清醒时
You become unable to see things clearly.
你就看不清事物。
You are unable to see things biblically.
你就不能以圣经的原则来看事情。
You are unable to see things from God's perspective.
你就不能从神的角度来看事情。
Spiritual sobriety sees things in their true light.
你的灵清醒才能够看清楚事物的真相。
Spiritual sobriety sees things in their true nature.
你的灵清醒才能够看清楚事物的本质。
Spiritual sobriety means living by a different set of values than that of the world.
保持灵性清醒就是以不同的价值观活着。
Spiritual sobriety means being aware of the danger around you.
保持灵性清醒就是对周围的危险有所警觉。
And having the ability to guard against it.
而且有能力去抵御。
And stand behind the lion, the king of Judah.
跟随着犹大的狮子耶稣基督。
So what Peter is saying is this.
所以彼得的意思就是说
Be serious-minded about the devil.
要认真对付魔鬼。
Don't be flippant about the devil.
不可轻敌。
If you are a child of God and walking with Jesus Christ, don't be flippant about the intention of the devil toward you.
如果你是神的儿女又与主耶稣基督同行千万不要对魔鬼的企图掉以轻心。
His intentions are very clear.
他的企图已很清楚。
He wants to destroy you.
他要毁灭你。
And to destroy your family.
毁灭你的家庭。
And to destroy your business.
毁灭你的事业。
And to destroy everything you touch.
要毁灭你所做的一切。
That's his intention.
那就是他的企图。
And that's what he wants to accomplish.
那就是他所要达到的目的。
But of course, we know better.
当然我们是知道真相的。
Later on, I am going to tell you about how to have victory over Satan.
以后我会讲怎样胜过撒旦。
I have to expose him first before I tell you how to defeat him.
但在教你怎么样胜过他之前，我要揭开他的真面目。
In addition to being spiritually sober, he said, be vigilant.
彼得说除了要谨守之外，还要警醒。
You can circle those words in your Bible.
你可以圈住圣经里的话。
Sober and vigilant.
谨守和警醒。
There may be another word that you may use.
或许还有其他的字眼可用。
These are the best words that I think the scripture thinks of.
但是我想圣经用了最恰当的词。
While sobriety deals with the internal attitude,
谨守是内心的态度。
Our vigilance has to do with our external defenses.
警醒是外在的防卫。
The first thing you must do to be vigilant is to recognize that you are in a hostile territory.
第一件要警醒的事就是要晓得自己正处于敌对的环境里。
That's the first thing.
这是首要的事。
The God of this world is ruling and prowling around and trying to destroy you.
辖制这世界的王正在遍地游行，企图毁灭你。
You must be aware of the fact that you are surrounded by unseen adversaries.
你必须醒觉自己是被看不见的仇敌包围着。
And they are seeking to destroy you.
他们想尽办法要毁灭你。
But praise be to God.
但赞美神。
He has already given us the victory.
他已赐胜利给我们了。
He has already given us the means and the ways by which we can have victory.
他已赐我们得胜的方法和途径。
So we can defeat him before he can defeat us.
所以我们可以在敌人胜利之前就打败他。
I was thinking about the enemy and how he tries to defeat us.
当我想到敌人和他一心一意要打败我们时。
And I remember reading this story about a hunter.
我想起了一个猎人的故事。
The hunter has a gun in his hand and he was about to pull the trigger on a huge bear.
猎人手里拿着枪对准一头巨熊正要开枪。
He was about to pull that trigger and all of a sudden the bear began to speak.
就在他要扣扳机时巨熊突然开口说起话来了。
And began to speak with a soft voice.
他用轻微的声音。
And the bear said,
熊说
Isn't it better to talk than to shoot?
谈话岂不比开枪更好吗？
Why don't we negotiate?
为什么我们不坐下谈谈？
Let's just discuss the matter.
让我们来讨论讨论。
What do you want?
你想要什么？
The hunter lowered his gun and said,
猎人放下猎枪说
All I really want is a fair coat.
我想要一件毛皮外套。
And the bear replied, a fair coat? That's no problem.
熊说要毛皮外套没问题。
I think we can work something out.
我们一定可以找到解决的办法。
All I need is a full stomach.
我只想要填饱肚子。
And I think we may come to a compromise here.
我想我们可以妥协的。
And so they sat down to talk about it.
于是他们坐下来讨论。
And after a while,
过了一会儿
they talked.
他们讨论着。
And the bear was seen walking away alone.
最后熊独个儿的走开了。
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
你明白我在说什么吗？
The negotiation has been successful.
谈判是成功了。
The bear got his full stomach.
熊填饱了他的胃。
And the hunter got his fair coat.
猎人也得到了毛皮外套。
The hunter was in the stomach of the bear.
这时猎人就在熊的胃里。
Any soldier would be called an idiot if he went into combat without being fully armed.
一个军人没有穿上全副武装就去战斗，是多么愚蠢啊。
And Peter is saying,
彼得说
be vigilant.
要警醒。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you have an adversary, whether you like it or not.
因为无论你喜不喜欢，你的敌人都在那儿等着你。
Your adversary is the devil.
你的敌人就是魔鬼。
And he's a roaring lion.
他是咆哮的狮子。
He's prowling around whomever he may devour.
他遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Please listen to me very carefully.
请你留心听着。
Satan is not the adversary of those who are in his camp.
撒旦不是和那些在他阵营里的人为敌。
They are his friends.
他们是他的朋友。
He will make their life miserable, of course.
虽然他使他们活得很悲惨。
But they are not his adversary.
但他们并不是他的敌人。
He is the adversary of those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior.
他是和那些认识主耶稣基督并接受耶稣做个人救主和生命之主的人为敌。
Some of you may ask,
你会问,
How did this adversarial relationship develop?
这个敌对的关系是如何形成的呢?
I can tell you exactly how it happened.
我可以告诉你这是怎么样发生的。
You developed this adversarial relationship the day you said yes to Jesus.
由你接受主耶稣的那一天开始,魔鬼就视你为敌了。
The day you put your faith in Jesus Christ,
在你相信主耶稣基督的那一天
You have repudiated Satan.
你就拒绝了撒旦
The day you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ.
在你将你的生命交给主耶稣基督的那一天
You have set in motion an adversarial relationship.
敌对的局面已经形成了
The day you received Christ into your life.
在你接受基督进入你生命的那一天
You antagonized Satan.
你就是和撒旦对抗了。
The day you received eternal salvation from the hand of the Lord,
在你接受主给你永恒救恩的那一天
you have insulted Satan.
就是对撒旦的侮辱。
Please hear me right.
请听清楚。
There is no neutrality in Satan's attitude toward you.
撒旦不会对你采取中立的态度。
There is no neutrality about Satan's intention.
撒旦的企图绝不是中立的。
You would be diabolically deceived if you thought that Satan says to himself,
你会上魔鬼的当，如果你以为撒旦对自己说
Well, now I don't care about this person since he became a Christian.
算了，既然这个人成为基督徒，我就不再理他了。
Now that they've left my camp, I don't worry about them anymore.
他们既然脱离我的阵营，我不用再为他们操心了。
No, 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 no.
不会不会绝对不会
Someone will ask,
有人会问
But you told us recently that God is omnipresent, but Satan is not.
你不是说过神是无所不在的而撒旦却不能吗
That God is everywhere, but Satan cannot be.
神无处不在撒旦却不能
How does he dog every one of us?
他怎么样能跟着我们每一个呢
If you have experiences like mine,
如果你有我同样的经历
You will agree that he greets you every single day.
你会同意魔鬼每一天都来找你
And he keeps working on you every single day.
他每一天都不断的工作
I want to remind you again of what I said several messages ago.
我要提醒你我前几次讲过的信息
I explained that Satan is copying the organizational chart of God.
我曾解释过撒旦抄袭神的组织和编制
He saw how God ran heaven and how he used angelic beings.
他看见天堂的制度及神如何管理天使。
Satan came in and took one-third of the angelic beings with him and he deceived them.
撒旦欺骗并带走了三分之一的天使。
Now he is using them.
现在他要利用他们。
These fallen angels or demons,
这些堕落的天使或称为恶魔的。
Are dogging every one of us and trying to create havoc in our lives.
每一天跟踪我们，并在我们的生活中制造混乱。
Satan is constantly sending them out to you and to me on assignments.
撒旦不断差派他们来到我和你那里，要完成他们的任务。
He is constantly sending them out with orders to do whatever possible to destroy us.
他不断差遣他们，千方百计的来毁灭我们。
The assignment is to stop you from living a life of faith.
他们的任务就是要阻止你过信心的生活。
It is to stop you from living a life of obedience to God and His Word.
要阻止你顺服神并听从他的话。
It is to stop you from living a life that is fully trusting in God.
要阻止你全心全意地信靠神。
Trusting in His provision, His mercy, and His grace.
信靠神的供应、神的慈爱并他的恩惠。
In fact, that is why in verse 7 of 1 Peter 5,
因此彼得前书五章七节那儿说
Immediately before our verse,
就在我们刚才引用的经文之前
saying,
那儿说
Be anxious for nothing.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。
And then immediately he talks about the devil.
在这一节经文之后，彼得接着就讲到了魔鬼。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because the devil is going to use anxiety and worry to attack you.
因为魔鬼要利用忧虑和烦恼来攻击你。
He is going to use your concern to make you doubt the provision of God.
他要利用你的担心，使你怀疑神的供应。
And that's what he will do.
那就是他所要做的。
So what is Peter saying?
所以彼得的意思呢
？He is saying that your adversary, the devil,
就是说你的仇敌魔鬼
，in the person of his demons
和那些代表他的恶魔邪灵
，is constantly prowling around，
不断遍地游行。
Whether you're in a car or in a bus or at work or at home or wherever you may be，
无论你在什么地方，坐在公共汽车上，或在家，或上班
，even when you go to church。
甚至你去教会的时候
，He is right there.
他就在那儿。
Some people think that the demons leave you alone when you go to church.
有人以为，当我们在教会里，魔鬼就不会来搅扰我们。
No, he goes in there with you.
不，他会跟着你进到教会。
He started talking to your mind.
他开始对你的思想说话。
As you hear the word of God.
当你聆听神的话语。
And the word of God gets planted in your mind.
当神的话语栽种在你心中。
He tries to pull it out.
他要将他们拔出来。
Some of you having this experience right now as you're listening to me.
很可能现在当你听我说话时就是这么样。
As the word of God being planted in your heart.
当神的话语栽种在你心中的时候。
Satan is trying to distract you.
撒旦要分散你的注意力。
As soon as the seeds of the word of God fall into your ear, he is trying to get it out.
每当神话语的种子落在你的耳中。他就想要拔掉他。
These demons are going around all the time.
这些恶魔整天到处活动。
Saying to you, don't believe all this stuff.
对你说，不要相信这一切。
There's no such thing as Satan.
根本没有撒旦。
And of course, he loves for you to believe that.
当然，他希望你相信他。
Or he may be saying to you.
或者他会对你说
，You've got enough problems without having to worry about the devil.
你的烦恼够多了，用不着担心魔鬼。
Just forget about it.
就忘记他吧。
You are living a good life.
你不是活得很好吗
？You're a decent person.
你是个好人。
You are a decent woman.
你是个善良的女人。
You are living a decent life.
你过着相当好的生活。
You don't have to worry about all this stuff about Satan.
何苦去为撒旦的事情烦恼呢
？But you know what?
但你知道吗
？Even when you and I go to sleep at night.
甚至当我和你夜晚睡觉的时候。
Satan is out there awake, burning the midnight candle.
撒旦却彻夜不眠
making plans and plotting for the next day.
要定出第二天的阴谋诡计
So when you go to sleep tonight,
所以当你今晚上床睡觉时
you need to take victory over him.
你要胜过他
Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to give you the victory over him.
求主耶稣基督让你胜过魔鬼。
That you will wake up in the morning, lining behind your Lord Jesus.
让你一早起来就在主耶稣的队伍中跟随他一同作战。
And I wish you not only a pleasant night, but God's richest blessings for the next day.
希望你不但有舒适的夜晚，而且神大大赐福你的第二天。
And I'm going to tell you more in our next program about Peter's exhortation.
我下次会讲更多有关彼得的劝勉。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的提醒，让我们可以时时刻刻地保持灵命上的警醒，更让我们明白撒旦的企图就是要毁灭一切我们所有的。但感谢神，因着主耶稣基督，我们已经取得胜利。所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，千万不要害怕，撒旦一切的诡计虽然狡猾，但终究只是纸老虎。只要我们依靠着神，有大大的信心，必定能够战胜他。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
千句万句感谢你。